All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual who is topping the marquee at CFFC 105. It's Jeffrey versus Harris, transpiring January the 29th, and we have that CFFC Middleweight Championship on the line. Rex Harris challenging Aaron Jeffrey for the hardware, and happy to be talking to Aaron. How's everything going with the preparations ahead of this one, man?
Good, man. Everything is going good. It was a bit of a shorter notice fight than I'm used to, but I'm always in camp. I'm always training hard, so it's kind of refreshing, actually, to not have to think about a certain date, place, and guy for too long. Just sign the contract, kind of tighten a couple things up, and get in there.
Yeah, I mean, you strike me as a guy who's like a lifestyle martial artist. Like, I feel like you don't, I don't know, eat a bunch of garbage and let yourself kind of be inactive for a period of time, as it were.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't really take much time off. I mean, I had a few days at Christmas. But I mean, other than that, man, it's been a while since I've taken any significant time out of the gym. So yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, and you mentioned the holidays there. It looked like you were having a fun time. Got to go back out to like Tilsonburg and kind of see the family there. Like, how was the holiday stretch for you overall?
It was great, man. I got to see my brother and his kids, who I haven't seen for a year. I didn't see them since last Christmas, so that was really nice to see them. Ate a bunch of food, just kind of relaxed, and then got back into the gym and felt refreshed.
Yeah, and just with the present state of really the world at large, I imagine the gym would be Niagara top team. I mean, I know that's always part of the preparations, but in certain, I guess, more ideal circumstance, there's also the crossover with Syndicate MMA, but I imagine NTT is probably the sole gym for this upcoming fight, eh?
Yeah, training is always good at NTT. We got a solid group of guys here. Like you said, I was down there in Syndicate for a while. I put in some good work there this summer. But just sticking at home for this camp for the next few weeks. And then possibly back down to the States again later this year.
Yeah, it seems like you have good sparring partners at NTT. I mean, obviously, Elias Theodoru, a guy who's had a run in the UFC at middleweight, but it seems like even working with some of the welterweight bodies like, you know, Kyron Cameron, Bobby Poulter, that probably has some benefits too, just with like the speed edge they might have, just presuming because they're the lower weight category. So it seems like a few boxes being checked off.
For sure, and we got Mike Malazia right now, who's a new UFC fighter, and he's solid, man. He's usually down there at Team Alpha Male, but he's up here training for the next little bit, so he's a great partner for me too.
Yeah, just a wealth of great talent over there for sure. But yeah, some of the work you've been getting, definitely of an international caliber for sure. But I was also seeing, I mean, mentioning the Vegas training there, I thought it was cool that you were getting in work at 10th Planet Las Vegas with your last opponent there. And I mean, not unprecedented. You've worked with previous opponents after you guys have competed. Can you kind of talk about that unique camaraderie that exists when, you know, you share the cage with somebody and then can like learn from them and have that kind of training relationship thereafter?
Yeah, it's cool, man. I mean, like, martial arts is always about respect, right? So like there's definitely no bad blood after a fight for me anyways. Most of my opponents have all been cool. Kyle, my last opponent, was super respectful. And I mean, if there's another 185er in the area and he's good and experienced and wants to train, why not, right? It's just going to make me better.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, a bit earlier you mentioned this one being a little short notice, at least as compared to some other fights. So perhaps this hasn't been set up. But one of the last times we were talking, you kind of had went out to Philadelphia like a little bit earlier to get some like localized work with like Andre Petroski and whatnot. I believe Sean Brady, you were also getting in work with. Is that something you're also looking to do ahead of this one, or perhaps that's not in the works, as it were?
Yeah, I'm gonna head down a week early, so I'll probably look for a place to train. It's just fight week training anyway, so it's like nothing super intense. I'm not gonna go down there and like have some hard sparring rounds or wrestling or anything like that, but maybe just go down and have another big body to move around with, and I know those guys are super cool and welcoming, so yeah, I'll probably shoot one of them a message in the coming weeks as well.
Yeah, and it seems like there's a fair bit of movement going on in a lot of regards. Like, I was seeing the management there with, you know, Danny Rubenstein and everything like that. I mean, that's a great outlet there. I mean, a relatively newer partnership, so perhaps this is a little bit of a difficult question to answer, but like, how has that partnership been so far and everything?
It's been good, man. I met Danny down in Vegas. He's obviously very established in the MMA world. Like, he's got connections with UFC, Bellator, all the big promotions. He's got a lot of big name fighters. And I mean, it's unfortunate the way my last fight went. I'm kind of in a tough spot in my career now, so I just kind of, I needed someone that could pull some more strings for me, so Danny was a good fit.
Yeah, and that's a fair kind of thing to bring up, but like, what does pulling strings represent for you? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, entertaining, you get the ideal outcome here. Like, what would represent like an ideal next step for you? I mean, you talk about being in a bit of a difficult spot, like the couple contender series bids there. Like, what would represent a next step should you get the desired outcome here?
I don't know, man. It's a good question. UFC might be off the table for a bit, unfortunately. That's what it sounds like, but maybe Bellator, maybe pick up one or two more wins regionally, and then maybe see what Bellator or one of the other big promotions are saying.
Yeah, is there certain people like catching your name in that middleweight talent pool there, like Austin Vanderford, Gegard Mousasi, John Salter, those kind of guys, or more just the broader, I guess, name value of the Bellator brand overall?
Just name value and pay, man. I mean, the regional team doesn't pay anything, and I've been doing this for a while, so I gotta start making some money at some point.
I'm honestly kind of gobsmacked that you haven't been picked up by one of those kind of promotions. Like, obviously, CFFC is a quality show on UFC Fight Pass, etc., but kind of surprised you haven't been picked up by like a Bellator or like ONE Championship or something like that.
Yeah, I know people have been saying that for a long time. I always get those Instagram memories that are popping up from like a year or 2 years ago, saying like fighters that are on the brink, one more win to get signed, all this kind of stuff, but not my cards just yet, unfortunately.
I mean, I think like just with the championship and being well positioned though, and I mean, probably fighting earlier in the year too, I imagine would facilitate a certain strength of schedule. Are you looking to be fairly active this calendar year? You mentioned you took this one a little more short notice. Like, would the idea be to, I guess, have like a greater amount of fights this calendar year than perhaps some previous?
Yeah, 3 or 4 fights is always pretty ideal. Yeah, this one is nice and early in the year, so man, I don't know, maybe we could squeeze out 5, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be quite active for sure there. And just in talking about CFFC, I mean, CM Punk, you had that kind of moment the last time, and you guys were chopping it up for at least a little bit, seemed like, comparing mullets and whatnot. I was curious if you happened to see his return to the world of wrestling there. He kind of got back to the AEW fold kind of shortly after we chatted there.
No, I didn't see that. I don't follow wrestling too much anymore. I was pretty into it when I was younger, but I haven't followed it much lately, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a bit of like a MMA infusion that particular promotion has been doing. Like, they had a pro wrestling match with Dos Santos and Andre Arlovsky on the same team and whatnot.
Yeah,
kind of fun to see a little bit of crossover there and stuff like that. I mean, good to get into different outside endeavors and stuff like that. But it seems like, I mean, the passion for nutrition has always been a thing for you. Have you been getting up to anything on the nutritionist end of things as of late, or perhaps not so much, blinders on with the fight and just coming off the holidays and all?
Well, I run my business, my Jeff and Nutrition business, where I have my clients and stuff, but nothing huge in the works, just the usual stuff, just working with clients, a couple fighters on the go, like helping guys cut weight, get their weight down in between fights and stuff like that. So yeah, just the usual stuff.
Yeah, it's cool that you're helping out other fighters and stuff like that with all of that. And yeah, that's cool. It seems like also the books have been a big part of your life. Like, are there certain books that are catching your fancy as of late?
Ooh, that's a good question. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but one thing I started doing last year that I'm going to keep doing this year, I like to buy books faster than I can read them. and then I have a library of unread books, so whenever I finish one, I can go look at my library, and I have like a ton of different topics. So whatever I'm in the mood for, I can just choose, other than only having like one new book, and that's my only option. I have like probably 15 or 20 unread books right now to choose from, so I like doing that.
Yeah, do you have like a general, I guess, topic you orient yourself to, or is it kind of just like widespread, like you'll take on whatever in terms of like book suggestions and all that?
Always nonfiction. I like to educate myself on different things, but like sciencey stuff, biology, nutrition, health, that kind of stuff, that's what I'm into.
Yeah, I would imagine that has some level of benefit to what you're doing, both as a fighter and as a nutritionist and everything like that.
Exactly.
Are there certain, like, big mistakes, nutrition-wise, you notice with fighters? Like, are there certain, like, normative, I guess, amendments that you generally make to some of these guys' preparations? Like, hey, if you substitute this with this kind of food, it'll really pay dividends. Like, is there a pretty common sort of mistake you notice in that regard?
Nothing, like, super specific like that, like subbing one food for another. The thing that I see the most with fighters that's a huge mistake is just kind of letting themselves slip in between camps, right? Like maybe a fight gets canceled or they have like a bit of a longer break in between 5-6 months and they put on like 20, 30, 40 pounds. And then every camp at the beginning, it's like it's all about the diet and getting the weight down, and it's harder to focus on training. I think guys just need to kind of stay dialed in year-round and keep the weight where it needs to be. Or if they're getting 40 pounds above their weight class, they should probably move up.
Yeah, so it's about picking the right stuff over at Omega Mart, eh? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
That seemed to be a favorite of yours. Like, what was so great about Omega Mart that it left such an impression when you were in Vegas there?
Dude, it's hard to explain. You gotta be there to see it. It's, I don't know, man. It's like some kind of like psychedelic funhouse or something. Like there's all these different rooms. They all have different themes. There's like crazy artwork, like light shows. There's like this whole storyline that goes along with it. There's like hidden passages and secret doors and all this stuff, man. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I feel like probably like having the friendship you do with a guy like Sean Strickland would be a bit of a psychedelic funhouse in a certain regard too, eh?
He's a different character, man. He's different.
I feel like you guys would have a great podcast. Like, he's this, like, or at least in the public image sense, like this wild-ass, you know, character, and you're a pretty even-keeled sort of guy. I feel like it would be like a yin and yang kind of thing in terms of the temperament. Have you guys ever talked about that?
I think we'd get canceled pretty quickly. considering he just got his Instagram account taken down, he's got to start from scratch. I don't think the social media heads appreciate Sean Strickland the same way we do.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. I admittedly didn't know about the Instagram situation there, but hopefully that can be rectified. I mean, that guy posts some very funny stuff in my estimation there, but I feel like you're pretty good with the social media game. It seems like anytime a fighter has a mullet, people reach out to you. I feel like you got to set up like a hair versus hair match at some point, like fight another guy that's got a top quality mullet. Like maybe that's the gimmick.
Could be. I did the mullet ratings for Fight Pass, so maybe we can set up something like that again.
Yeah, I would love to see it, man. And it seems like you're in a good place in a lot of regards. Like, you got the title defense coming up and seeming like you're locked in and also wanting to be active through the calendar year. And yeah, just always appreciate getting you on the show and getting some insights, but want to be mindful of your time too. So is there anything you might want to add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, man?
Not much, man. Thanks to you again for having me on the show. I appreciate it. You keep having me back on. Just everyone check out the fight January 29th on UFC Fight Pass.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time, and Rex Harris going to be testing skills with Aaron Jeffrey there, a fight I'm going to be locked in for. And yeah, to reiterate, man, thanks again for coming on, and you have a good rest of your day. Looking forward to peeping the fight later this month.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.